by late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. We're talking about some big weather changes. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there. The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now, let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and Sweet Cheeks and Treats. Demonstrations and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6. It's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show. I drew this cartoon all by myself, but shucks, it wasn't hard because I'm an artist. I hope you like it.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. You feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. We won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
That means every year about this time, the Salvation Army is taking it to the streets, ringing the bell and asking you to come fill up the red kettle. The money you donate goes to help some folks in the river region that might not have a Merry Christmas. And bell ringers are needed. Call Lieutenant Brian Farrington, 334-265-0281, and he'll tell you how you can help the Salvation Army this Christmas season. Call 334-265-0281. Become a volunteer bell ringer today.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know that feller over there?
No, but his face rings a bell.
Call the Salvation Army, 334-265-0281.
From our super secret studios, where it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. So sit back, relax, bring in the kids, grandma, the dog, get the mailman. He's out creeping around out there somewhere. Sit back and enjoy the show with lots of talk about, Yeah, we're going to talk about your money. Now, here he is, the man who takes your dough and goes ho, 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 and then you know, well, you just know. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. Ho, ho, ho.
And a he.
Yes, it's nearby.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I was at Walmart a little earlier. That's no surprise. But yeah. I'm telling you what.
What's that?
Folks in Walmart buying stuff. I mean,
that's a good sign.
If that's any sign of the economy, Walmart is wide open this afternoon.
Why do those people want to crash the economy so bad?
Because they hate our president.
Evidently, they don't care about us.
I heard Comey on their wall. This guy is a weasel.
I'm telling you. He wouldn't take responsibility for running over an old lady.
I think he's, I think there's something serious. He believes what he's telling them. He's lying.
He really believes that?
I think he believes. Well, he wants you to believe it.
Yeah, I get
you know,
that.
They say if you tell a lie and tell it long enough, somebody will start believing it.
Even yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I don't think there was much there to corrupt to start with. He's nuts, man.
No doubt about it. This is Christmas time, the season to be jolly, and you know,
1 week from tomorrow,
yes,
Christmas Eve.
Yes, it's how about that? Our blowout is right around the corner.
It's this Saturday from 3 to 6 out there at 2754 Bell Road,
and Young Elvis will be there. That's what's got me so excited. I want to see Young Elvis in his Young Elvis.
So, I'd be glad to be there.
He's going to be doing the...
All right.
Is it the 68 comeback?
Yeah, I think so.
He's going to be doing the 68 comeback.
Well, that was a young Elvis. You know, he's 38 years old.
He was, let's say 68, 10. He was 32 or 33.
Oh.
Because, you know, he died in 77.
That's right. He was 42 when he died.
So, yeah, he's 32, 33, somewhere.
Yeah, he was young.
And he was bad. Oh, if I could say bad ass on the radio, I would, because he was.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Well, tonight we're going to talk about free will. Mm-hmm. You've got free will.
Yes, you do.
You know, all people have free will to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that you have the free will and that there's a penalty of poverty or rewards of success based upon how you utilize your own free will for getting ready for retirement?
Well, I guess... what would go along with that free will is some common sense.
Right.
You got common sense and free will, you probably going to do okay.
Yeah.
And probably you figure out that you might not be able to do it on your own. And I hate to use a cliche, but as they say, you might be a little bit out of your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is call somebody who's in the wheelhouse, knows what's going on, got control of the boat. That would be David Ernest, this gentleman sitting across from me here at 279-7431. And, you know, this time of year, we're starting out. We got Christmas coming up, and then we got New Year. That's when everybody makes their resolutions, you know.
That's right.
I'm going to do better. Things going to look better. What better time of year to call David Ernest and get your finances straightened out?
Exactly. And at least we can put you on the calendar when we can start talking. And guess what?
What? Tell me.
We can give you your workout thing for free the first month of January at Anytime Fitness.
Yeah, sort of a resolution.
Yeah, that you know, if you're one of the callers for one of our trivia questions tonight, we'll hand that out to you, and it'll be free for the month of January. Then you can find out if you want to keep on using your free will of getting your body in shape. But you really need to think about using your free will to get your retirement shape. You know, there's all kinds of things like you've heard of that. This is your life.
Remember that television show?
Yeah.
This was your life, you know. And they got someone come in and talk about all those great things that they did. You know, don't you want them to come in and say, this was or this is their life, you know, the life of Riley or whatever. You know, many seniors are stuck with the lives, though, of never-ending work. It just upsets me so much when they stuck with it. Mm-hmm. A fate that could befall millions in the coming decades. Why? Because they utilize free will incorrectly. You know, we have the ability to save. We have the ability to procrastinate. You know, and procrastination and retirement don't really go together. It's sort of like oil and water. Doesn't really go together.
It does not mix.
You know.
You know, I'll tell you something else.
What's that?
Joe and Nancy. Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me.
Doesn't go together
very well. Doesn't go together at all.
No, that didn't sound good. And it doesn't feel good when you utilize your free will and then you get the penalty. You know, you have the free will. Look at those football players out there. They have the free will not to knock down the punter. To think about it mentally. Don't hit that punter after he's punted. Don't tackle somebody and hit them above the, you know, the helmet in the neckline there. You know, some people I can see they're going so fast they can't think. You know, are you out there like a football player going so fast in life you can't think about your retirement and the penalty that you're going to suffer? And, you know, there's a referee out there. The referee of life has said, hey, you had the free will. Here's the flag for you.
You know, I think we could make a killing selling those flags just to everybody. And then you see somebody acting a so-and-so out in the street, you know, you throw your flag.
Yeah.
Give them a penalty right there.
Yeah.
Somebody double parking, you know, parking in two places, throw a flag on them.
I'm telling you.
And penalize them.
There's all kinds of penalties. Yeah. You know, and we all have to pay the price of penalties. Mm-hmm. I hate paying penalties.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you didn't send in your income tax in time, or this form wasn't sent in time. You've got a penalty of $300. Well, it didn't tell me to send it in. Well, that's, you know, the what is it? The ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, thank you very much, Mr. IRS or whoever you are. You know, free will, the penalty of not saving, the penalty of not getting ready. The penalties of all these things, the penalty of hitting the football player at late, the penalty of hitting them with your fist when you're mad, you know, all these things. You know, what's that? There was a coach, he hit him with his fist. I don't know, you know, that Ohio coach?
Uh-huh.
His penalty was he lost his job.
Oh, well, yeah, they're funny about that.
You know what I'm saying? So there's all kinds of penalties if you, and then the penalty of doing nothing. The penalty of procrastination is the worst penalty of all.
Yeah, sometimes the worst thing you can do is nothing.
I'm telling you.
I mean, you know, the house is on fire. You got to do something. You got to call somebody.
Hey, honey, the house is on fire. Okay, I'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah. Is it?
Well,
is
we're
it,
burning up. It, I know, honey, but that's okay.
Is it really burning bad, or is this something we need to look at right now?
Yes. The penalty of not having yourself ready for Christmas, and it's, you know, Christmas Eve, is that's a pretty... You ever gone shopping on Christmas Eve?
Oh, yeah. We moved back from Spokane, and we got into town on the 22nd. Been driving for 6 days.
Right.
22nd of December. And so we got settled in, and we went... then on the Christmas Eve, we went to the Walmart. Looked like Beirut. It was bad.
Bomb had gone on.
Oh, it looked like Vikings had come through there and just pillaged the place.
My goodness.
But I have found out, though, speaking of common sense and free will, it is my free will to do so, get up in the morning early and go to the Walmart.
So I'm talking about works 7, better, right?
Like 6:30, 7 o'clock, get up and go.
Everybody else sleeping.
Ain't nobody there but the Walmart folks.
I know. And they wish they were sleeping.
Yeah, and then you can get... Well,
but they didn't have free will.
Some of them are, I think, because they're leaning on in carts because they've been working so hard.
I tell you what, though, some of those Walmart folks have really done well. You know, you say, oh, it works at Walmart. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe some of the money some of those guys have saved.
Well, you know, some of them, I'm sure, take, what is it they used to call it, profit sharing, or you buy
That's
stock. Because
right.
they got their stock posted back on the wall.
I'm telling you.
A lot of times, it's up around $98, $100, $115, $20 a share.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people... buy this stuff, and they get smart about it, and they keep their eye on it.
Yeah.
And they know the harder they work, the more money they're going to make.
Yeah. And Costco, you know, they put the price of their gas up on the wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then out on the street, you know. The gas is a little cheaper than some places.
Yeah, I think I saw it $2.17 somewhere today.
Yeah, well, I need to go get me some. I need to quit procrastinating because I think that I'm about on an empty tank.
Yeah, because it ain't going to run on fumes for long.
No, I don't think it will. So free will and the penalty of poverty are the rewards of success. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really procrastination that's the problem. You know, procrastination in retirement. Merriam-Webster defines procrastination as intentionally putting off the doing of something that should be done.
Yes.
We're all procrastinating about something.
Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin who said, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today?
Yes, that sounds right.
I think he said that.
I guess I didn't read it, so I don't know. So, it sounds right, though.
A stitch in nine will save your behind.
Yeah, that's something right. Like yes. that. It can be something simple like doing the dishes or mowing the yard. You know,
oh, yeah.
If you don't do the dishes, eventually
you're going to have to use paper plates.
Well, not just that. You may be eating in you know, a lot of germy's places.
Well, and they'll be stacked up and get all stinky. And
or if you don't mow the yard, you might get a letter from your neighbor or somebody. Maybe you live in one of those places where they send you a letter and say, hey, we'd like for you to leave.
You know? And I'm like, yeah, well, I'd like to leave, too. You want to buy my house?
Or it could be something larger, like balancing a checkbook, paying off debt, or saving for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Saving for retirement. You get it?
I get it.
The longer we procrastinate, the harder it can be to get started on something, let alone completing it. You know, you've seen these people say, well, what is that? Well, it's something I've been working on for a long time. Well, what is it? Well, you know, you can't tell what it is yet. But when I get further along, you'll be able to tell what it is.
It's a secret project.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the way the retirements look sometimes. How much you got in there? Well, I don't have much in there, but someday I will when I get along with it.
When I love this one. When I win the lottery.
Oh yeah,
and you don't even buy tickets. That's what makes me mad. You know what I mean? Don't even go get a ticket.
Or even the ones who win. You know, that's the other thing that's so weird. We've talked mm-hmm. about this over and over. The ones that do win the lottery, they don't keep the money.
I'd like to have that opportunity.
I know it. You know, it's just really, really horrible procrastination. You know, I have a lot of couples projects that, you know, in the old workshop in the garage, haven't got around to things yet, you know.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there. I mean, my garage is full of stuff I need to get out of there. I know, you know, and I keep saying I'm going to get this stuff out of there, but I don't get it done. But, you know, I can get by with that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only get by with things for so long. You age. You know, how much time do we have? Time is precious. It's the most precious commodity we have. Why? Because time's what you spend with your family. Time is money. You know, Einstein had it right.
Mm-hmm.
Time's money. Compound interest mm-hmm. is the most powerful force on earth.
Tempus fugit.
What's that?
Time is fleeting.
Oh.
That's usually on your like you got a big pretty grandfather clock,
uh-huh.
and it'll say, tempus fugit. I thought it was something ugly until I looked it up.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I thought it was like, you know.
I'm glad you looked it up.
I looked it up.
Because I thought you was talking ugly.
Time
there just a minute.
Is fleeting. And it really is. I mean, because, look, I remember when me and Donna got married. My mm-hmm. lovely wife, Donna. We've been married 36 years. And then, you know, brothers and sisters get married, and they got little kids.
Yeah.
And now those kids got kids. And I'm like, who are you? Which one are you? I don't know who you are.
I know what you're talking about.
That one? Yeah, I know. I remember when he was little, he was an idiot. But it's like, yeah, I got a nephew right now.
Yeah.
Fixing to get married.
Uh-huh.
And, I remember the day he was born, I'm holding him, looking at him. And I'm thinking, you're going to be a mess. And he was.
Yeah.
But and now he's getting married. And now, and I'm old. I'm an old guy.
Not yet. But you're,
well,
you're like the rest of us. You're traveling that direction.
Time has not been kind to me. Time will beat you up if you're not
it
careful.
It can beat you up.
It will beat the stew out of you.
You know, it's just like Comey says he didn't know what FISA was. Can you believe that one? If you can believe that one, then there's no hope.
You got Comey on the phone. You're like, Mr. Comey, can I help you? You're looking for something. What are you looking for? You're behind. Oh. are you using both hands? Do you have an Indian guide? Well, we'll get somebody out there today. Yes. Tomorrow? Okay, we'll procrastinate and do it tomorrow. Yes, sir. You know, it's just, he can
procrastination.
He can lie. Oh, he's good.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a level of self-deception, procrastination. Mm-hmm. And it's just like Comey, trying to deceive us. He says, well, I was wrong about FISA, but I really didn't understand it.
Yeah, and why? And you have this job at the FBI because why? Tell me.
Yeah, you're supposed to be smart. You're like, wasn't you the head of it?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, aren't you the head of your family? You're supposed to know about retirement money? You know, well, I didn't really know. Maybe you're the only one in your family. You're responsible for yourself. Mm-hmm. Comey was responsible for the FBI. He can't say that he didn't realize that he was supposed to understand what FISA was. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to step up and take responsibility.
That's right.
You know?
You know, some level we are aware of the truth of our procrastination and our self-deception. So we're not going to hold, you know, intervention today. We don't have enough time to you know, a lot of people say, well, they've been drinking for 10 years, and let's have an intervention. So they go and they try to pour coffee down them. You know, sometimes it's just almost too late.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you when you do that, you got two things that are going to happen. Either the person is going to be, you know, they're going to say, yeah, it's probably, I need some help. It's probably a good thing. Or they're going to get up and leave and not talk to the family ever again.
Right.
The only way is, I've heard people say, well, you need to quit smoking. You need to quit smoking. Well, the only way you can quit smoking or drinking or anything is if it's your idea.
Yeah.
You know, when it's your idea, it's going to work.
Yeah. But we have the ability to have our own free will, and to do the things that we need to do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've not been listening the last few months or years, where I've been talking about, you know, the economy is running on really overdrive, and the stock market's really been running on overdrive. And I hope it keeps on running on overdrive. It's good for all of us for it to continue to run on overdrive.
Yeah.
But don't procrastinate and not take a look at what overdrive in the economy means. If you don't understand what overdrive in the economy and overdrive in the stock market means, you need to give me a call.
279-7431. That'll put you in touch with David Ernest. You can set up an appointment absolutely free, no obligation. And believe me, you are going to learn a lot about your money that you didn't know about. A lot about finances, a lot about the way to do things and to take care of things that is going to help you. So call David right now, 272-9228. Or if you'd like to just say hello or ask a question right now, 272-9228. And we'll get you in touch with us here. We got something to give away tonight.
Yes, we do.
We
got a Folklorelli's pizza to give away for anyone who calls and says, help, I need some information.
Well, you know,
doesn't really matter. We're not going to have this. This is not a trivia question.
Uh-huh.
This is your question.
Mm-hmm.
You call, you ask us a question about money, retirement, or yourself in that arena, and you will get a Folklorelli's pizza for free.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
What's that?
On the 21st, after we get through with the shindig out here, I think I might ride down to Folklorelli's and get a big old pizza to take home.
Yes, yes.
That way I won't have to. Usually when we're doing these things, I'm running around doing stuff and I don't really get
but
to enjoy
guess
it.
Guess what we got? We got a procrastination deal, too, for the Folklorelli's. If you don't call me and ask me for a free pizza right now, in other words, you got to just ask me a question. Something about the financial stuff. You know, surely you know a question, and you can get a free pizza. But if you want to procrastinate, I will give you 20% of that deal tomorrow for free. It's called the 20% off Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. We'll be here at 6, and we'll remind you. But between 5 and 7 p.m. tomorrow, if you call Folklorelli's and say, hey, I want the 20% off Tuesday deal with Rusty and David's radio show, you can get 20% off anything you want. Or you can call me right now and ask me a question and get one for free. Which is the better deal? Do you really want to procrastinate on that question?
No, of course not.
Maybe they'll. I don't know how many procrastinators they are out there, but I don't see any phones ringing.
I heard three words: free pizza and call. I mean, how hard is that?
Okay, all right. So we'll go on with the show until we get someone to call for the free pizza.
Okay.
You know, like I said, not everybody's along. How many people are out there listening to this radio show right now, procrastinating, not calling to get the free pizza? They've got company. Several thousand of you. This just proves our point. We're all are procrastinators. I'm not being along, and, you know, I'm not comfortable with a lot of things. A lot of people say, well, I ain't calling that radio show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want people to you know, hear me on the radio and ask them some question. They didn't give me a trivia question, so I'm not going to answer it, you know. So we'll probably have to come up with a trivial question. That was a little experiment of mine to see how much procrastination there is going on out there. And evidently, there's a lot.
Maybe somebody's thinking, well, I'll call them about 7:15. Too late. We're off the air by then.
Yeah. You know, people say, would you jump off a bridge just because your friends did? You know.
Only if it was on fire.
Yeah.
You know, that they always say, why jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if you're procrastinating just because your friends are procrastinating, maybe that's a bad idea, you know. You shouldn't avoid taking the next step on your retirement. Because why? You're not alone. You're human, just like us.
Okay.
You
well,
are human.
We've got Crawdad on the phone.
Okay, Crawdad.
Crawdad, you there?
I felt guilty.
Well, you're one of the thousands that feel guilty.
That's what we were going for. Guilty
to the arm.
Crawdad crawled out of the pond of guilt.
All right.
I like that. That's good. That's very picturesque.
Let me ask you two questions.
Oh, what two? I get two for one. Okay, good.
When it comes to the Infernal Rectitude Service. They want you to start paying them as quick as possible so they can use your money as quickly as they can.
Right.
But my question is, when, what year did the United States government begin using personal income tax as a method of getting money rather than just sales and excise import?
Oh, I know the year.
I think yes. We talked about it
the other day. Well, you want me to tell you the year?
Yes.
1913.
I remembered that.
1913?
Yes, sir. 1913.
1%
tax.
1%.
And then if it was a lot of money, it went to 6%.
Well, that would have been like, who was it? Herman Cain came up with the fair tax. Everybody pays the same amount.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to, the first time I really got my ire up was when listening to Neil Bortz talk about income tax.
Oh, yeah. I liked him.
Just made me so mad. I can't, and the wisdom of home rule and the trickle-down economics, if you start from a local level, like if you leave more money in my pocket, I can choose where to spend it, when I want to spend it, how I want to spend it. But if I spend it, it's out there and it's going to circulate, and that's going to create jobs, products, and services. But the IRS, they don't want me to make that decision. They want to make that decision as to where my money's going to get spent. That makes me mad.
You're not the only one, Crawdad. Mm. You're not the only one.
We go back to just that 1%.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I mean, that was 1913 now.
It was compromise.
Yeah, I would like that, too.
So now,
anyway, if I had just a little bit of money to put away, I like the idea. What's that old, what they call it, blue hair stock? I don't like that. I like my grandfather was real big on municipal bonds.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Then I saw what happened up at Jefferson County when they did a bond for the improving of the water treatment and et cetera, mm-hmm. and they went and ruined that.
Yeah, it's called crooks, criminals.
And Stockton, California, I think, was the first city to go bankrupt in the U.S., wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in California. I think that
the, the comptrollers pilfered away the pension fund for employees.
Yes, and that's the reason. That's the reason why, Crawdad, they're going from pensions to 401ks.
What's happening now with the 401k? What are they doing?
Well, pensions are called defined benefit, meaning they define what they got to give you. and you're going to get it if you work so many years. Defined contribution is a 401k, means if you put a certain amount of money in there, we don't know what it's going to go. We're just talking about money. So they're getting out of their responsibilities. Instead of procrastinating, they're cutting our throats deliberately by taking us from for sure to maybe. Okay? And, you know, we'll probably talk about some of this on Thursday nights.
I listen every night.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I might be learning something.
Well, we all can learn. You know, I learn something every day. But essentially, when a lot of people say, well, 401ks are great. You know, they're better than, you know, being completely too late and not having, you know, time for the date of the retirement date. But 401ks did not, will not, cannot hold a candle to defined benefit. Because why? Because it doesn't matter what the stock market does. It doesn't matter what anything does. They promised you so much per year, per month, if you stayed with them so many years and you put in so much money. It's up to them to make sure that their investments work good enough. But because...
Who holds their feet to the fire?
I'm sorry?
Who holds their feet to the fire to make sure they don't...
Well, supposedly the government, but they kept letting them to get away with all these things. In other words, they say, "Are you, you know, is it actuarially sound? How much money do you have to put in this year?" And they kept on saying, "Well, we're you know, we have a deficit. We can't put enough money in there this year." And essentially, after so far along, it becomes, you know, bankrupt. So what they've done is that the government has allowed them to get out from under their obligations. How? By closing down the defined benefits, including the one you're in a lot of times. I think less than 16% of the retirements out there are defined benefits. The rest of them are what we call...
at risk.
Yes, exactly. That's it. So... That's the reason why I preach and preach and preach and preach. As you get old, you know, you got to use the stocks to grow. I get it, especially when you're younger. But as you get older, you got to come back to the defined benefit way of guaranteeing your income. Because
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go personal, a little personal issue, okay?
Yes, sir.
Been dealing with a lot of health issues. I spent one half a day, not half a day. I didn't spend a full 24 hours in the hospital, okay? Not even a whole day. The bill was $12,000.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And there's ways, people don't know this, but there's ways that you can discount that down 80%.
Oh, I'm listening.
Well, there are several ways. Sometimes you can rent a network. In other words, the networks, there's some out there that will let you rent them. In other words, you give them so much money per year, so much per month, and they will let you be billed to the network, which has a contract with the hospital for, say, like maybe 70-80% discount.
Oh, I need to talk to you about that.
Yeah, they're available. And how do you think Blue Cross operates? You get a bill for $10,000. Blue Cross pays $2,000, and they accept it. You've seen it on your billing. Mm-hmm. It's because they have a network. And the doctors and the hospitals have signed off on it. So people ask me all the time, they say, well, why do they charge this extra if I have no insurance? It's the system. It's out to get you.
They're skinning me.
Yeah, well, there's some things we might can do for you. Give me a call.
Now, Carl,
I got your number.
Oh, great. Good.
And we got your number, I think. Do we have his number? So we can put you down for your free pizza.
Awesome.
And thank you for calling. And when you call, just tell them you won the pizza for Monday night.
I need to talk to you about that again. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Set up that appointment, man.
Will do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, man. That sounds like he really needed to hear that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things out there that people don't know exist. If you come talk to me, I might be able to show you some things sometimes. And maybe you'll show me something. I don't know everything.
Now, you telling somebody how that works, how much you charge for that?
For that? Zero.
What?
Zero.
See, this is a win-win, folks. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today, and we're going to take a little break just for a minute, just to wet our whistles and that kind of thing, and we will be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now, let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and Sweet Cheeks and Treats. Demonstrations and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6. It's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC. Hear that sound? You know what that means. Every year about this time, the Salvation Army is taking it to the streets, ringing the bell and asking you to come fill up the red kettle. The money you donate goes to help some folks in the river region that might not have a Merry Christmas. And bell ringers are needed. Call Lieutenant Brian Farrington, 334-265-0281. And he'll tell you how you can help the Salvation Army this Christmas season. Call 334-265-0281. Become a volunteer bell ringer today. Hey, yeah. You know that feller over there? No, but his face rings a bell. Call the Salvation Army, 334-265-0281.
And welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
Yep.
We were just listening to that about the Christmas doings this Saturday from 3 until 6. We want to see you there.
Absolutely.
And,
we'd love to see you there.
It's how much does it cost? It's free.
Uh-huh.
It's all free.
It's all free. And the children are going to love it, too.
And I was just talking to Alicia Lynn, who's going to come out and do the face painting. Her company is Sweet Cheeks and Treats. I always want to say it backwards. That's why I say it slow. And she'll come out and she'll
That's
do face paint. Yeah, and she doesn't just put a little ring around their eyes so they look like that dog on the Little Rascals. I mean, she really does face painting. It's like works of art. And then We've got the bouncy houses. We got Tiger Rock Martial Arts going to do some demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun. 3 to 6 this coming Saturday, 2754 Bell Road. That's Affordable Events. We're going to be there. You be there.
Yes, and we're talking about, you know, free will and the penalty of poverty and the reward of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't seem like this new gig economy we got going on isn't going to go away anytime soon. In other words, it is what it is, my friends. You know, there's all kinds of problems out there. You know, what is it? By the year 2034, the Social Security is supposed to be at 76 or 78%.
Uh-huh.
That means for every dollar that we were supposed to get, we'll get 76 to 78 cents. Does that sound like a good problem to have?
No.
Does it sound like our government is procrastinating? You know, all we have is two parties fighting over power. They don't care about us, neither one of them. If you think for one moment they do, I just don't believe it. You know, yes, of course, there's one better than the other one. I get it. And I agree. But this procrastination of how to fix problems that we have that are serious, that are coming down the road, are if it's not going to be fixed by the government, which I don't think it will, then we have only ourselves to fix our situation of the 78 cent on the dollar problem that's coming around the corner. You know.
That's not good.
No. I've talked about this. I've preached about it. Younger folks, listen to me carefully. You need to get ready for things that are called means testing. You can put your money where it won't count. And that's a good thing. You say, where it won't count? Yeah, where it won't count against you. That's what I'm talking about. Because means testing would be when you have money showing up, it gets counted against you. So you get a dollar on the dollar, maybe, or closer to the dollar, instead of 78 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So this new gig economy, you know, where, you know, everything is just running off fumes, and, you know, really is not there, so to speak. It's not going to go away anytime soon until what? We have potentially another correction. Mm-hmm. And then maybe everybody wakes up. You know how it is when you fall out. Have you ever been asleep and all of a sudden you're just having this wild, crazy dream and everything's going good and everything's, and then you turn over and you fell off the bed?
I've had that happen.
And all of a sudden everything comes to an abrupt end. Maybe you were having a good time and now you're hurting. Because why? You hit the floor.
On that floor and just laying there wondering what happened? Where am I?
So you don't want that to happen to you in the economy or your retirement plan. This is why I'm an asset preservationist. I keep saying, hey, be careful. Don't fall out of the bed. Don't get in bed with the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
All these different things, you can mess yourself up for life, you know, and it can end in the wrong way. So if you don't want it to get in the end, you know, give me a call, 279-7431, and we can talk about ways to soften up the blow that may be coming around the corner. I know we're having a fantastic Christmas. We're having a fantastic economy. I get it. Do you remember the Roaring Twenties?
Yes. I was not there, but I've heard stories.
It could be. We're in the Roaring 2000s. I don't know, but you know, the party doesn't last forever, my friend. So if you're in the point of life that you need to make sure the party keeps going for you, even though it might end for some others, maybe you should hear the information.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. You know, we could have this correction, as you call it. We could have a crash. We could have something bad happen.
Could.
But if you had the foresight to call David Ernest and hedge everything up against that, it won't be as bad for you as it will be for the folks that did not.
And I'm speaking mostly to the older folks, the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
The younger folks, you need to keep on rolling the dice. You've got to. You've got to keep doing it. You've got to keep building it up. And, you know, things go up and down. But as you get closer to the end, you got to have some breaks. You know, when you're going in full steam, and all of a sudden you see the end coming, you don't want to slam into the wall.
No.
You got to slow down. You got to have some breaks because then you've got to coast into your retirement and make sure it works the way you want it to work. So if you haven't been doing that, there's three things that I can say, three options for the people who procrastinated. This is called procrastination intervention.
Mm-hmm.
101. One, start saving your know-what off. Number two.
Put that money away.
Work for a longer period of time on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, be flexible and resourceful. Try to protect your money if you think the market might correct somewhere around the corner.
There you go.
So there you have it. You had a real short procrastination intervention, and I won't send you my bill. It's not coming.
There you go.
So, you know, we like to talk about fun things, though. And one of the fun things we're going to talk about right now is giving away one more gift before the end of the show. For you guys who want to have your resolutions early and you want to be going to Anytime Fitness, if you'll call us with a question about finances or a comment or just call us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a free, 1 month free at Anytime Fitness gift. All you got to do is call 272-9228.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's worth $75.
Man.
Don't come out of my pocket,
no. You know what we used to do way back in the day?
What's that?
Excuse me. We used to do Mayberry trivia.
Mayberry trivia.
And sometimes we would turn around and let them call and ask me a question. And if they stumped me, they got the prize.
Okay. You hear that? If you can stump Rusty on a trivia question, you get this Anytime Fitness. We may just give it to you anyway for trying. Trying to stump Rusty on a question.
Mayberry trivia.
Mayberry trivia. Okay, okay. Okay, 272-9228, Mayberry trivia. All righty.
You know, you remember, what was the guy that used to write for the paper here in town? Rick something. He wrote a column. And we were at something one night, and we did the Mayberry trivia, and I was just blowing it out. He said that he would rather let Jesse James hold his wallet than to try to beat me at Mayberry trivia.
Oh, did you hear that?
I cannot remember his name. I don't know if he's still around. But
Rusty wants someone to beat him at Mayberry Trivia.
Yeah, the gauntlet has been thrown down.
It's been thrown out there. Anybody out there want to take the risk, call in. It doesn't matter whether you can or can't.
Yeah, we'll still you're probably going to win something anyway.
You're going to win it anyway. Just come for the – That's how. We're just trying to have a little fun.
That's here. How strict we are. Oh, no, you didn't say it right.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about Folcarelli's Pizza again, you know why that Folcarelli's Pizza is so good?
I know. Wait a minute. Don't say it. I know there's two things. One is the pizza fairies come in there and sprinkle pizza dust on it to give it extra taste. And what's that other thing?
The ingredients.
Yes, they got those extra special ingredients and the pizza fairy dust, and they come late at night when nobody's there.
Yeah.
And just sprinkle it around. As a matter of fact, you could go in there, and if you happen to get some on you, you'll just feel better.
So if tomorrow, if you want to feel like a carb high, somewhere between 5 and 7 p.m. tomorrow, call Folcarelli's Pizza and tell them you want 20% off that you heard it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called 20% off Tuesday. We'll remind you tomorrow, but, we won't come on until a little after 6. So,
just a couple of programming notes. Wednesday night, I've got to touch base with her again. She said she was going to come Ellis Eskew for over at Channel 8. This is just going to be a fun thing.
Okay.
And we'll talk about financing and IRAs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But Ellis is going to be here.
Cool.
Have you ever met her?
No.
She is a very svelte, very nice, very lovely person, and she's going to come in and hang out with us. And let's see. That's Wednesday night. Thursday night, Terry Adams.
Oh, yeah. That's here.
We'll do a Christmas conspiracy show or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Friday night, we're off, right?
Well, we're off every night.
Oh, okay. Because I got a thing in for us to be off.
Yeah, we're off.
And then we'll tell you about next week. Yeah, next week's going to be kind of skewed a little bit because of the holiday.
Right.
But we'll be here And then after that, you might be stepping away for a day or two.
Yeah. And I might call in. We're investigating how I might could call in from some other part of the world and get on.
I'm sure that there's a way.
There's a way. It's called telephone, I think.
I got a message one time, and Donna was on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, call me. She got myself, so I called her cell phone. They bounced this thing off of every satellite there was, and it was ringing, and I've never heard a ring like that before.
Really?
Oh, it was like... It sounds like we were in Italy or something,
Yeah.
And I'm talking to her out on the ship out there in the ocean somewhere.
Yeah, probably wasn't those satellite phones or something.
And, I was on a plane one time years ago, and I sit down on the little seat there, and I look up, and there's a phone right there. And I said, can you really call people on that? She said, yeah. You have to wait till you get up in the air. I'm like, cool. Got up in the air. I called Donna. Are you there already? No, I'm on. We didn't have cell phones then.
Yeah.
I'm on the plane. What? I said, yeah, they let me come up in the cockpit and use a phone. You're lying. Then I got the phone bill. Oh, yeah, they were fond of that service.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, back in the good old days, the 70s and 80s, you try to use a phone or what do they call those things? Telegraph, I think is what it's called. Send a message. It would cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how far along we have gone in communications.
I remember the first time I saw a phone in a car.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it looked like an old handset sitting there in the on the hump, as we used to call it.
Yeah.
And basically all it was a two-way radio.
Pretty much,
And they could put that two-way radio in through a phone. And you would actually call somebody on the phone. But I was probably 17, 18 years old. It was a guy was a real estate guy. He's wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
He got his car phone. Yeah.
You got to look good when you're real estate people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were talking about this, too. Did you see that where the guy up in New York or something had he has a real estate company? And he shared profits with his employees. He had 198 employees.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
And
I heard it.
It was $10 million. And the least anybody got was like $50,000.
I hope he does some counseling with them.
They were opening up those envelopes with the checks in them, and they were just, their faces were just going blank. Mm. Can you imagine that?
Oh.
Can you imagine?
I can't really imagine. I mean, I know they love him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know they
love
him.
Well, he said, of course, you know, that's probably just.
Maybe he cashed out their defined benefit.
That probably could be, yeah. But I'm sure they made a lot more money than that.
I know.
And he said that, yeah, I got a lot of money. He said, but these people made it for me.
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you know, that's the most important thing
in a business is the people who work in the business, you know, and they're important. And, you know, our clients are important, our friends are important, and our radio listeners are important. That's the reason why we do these things. That's the reason why we do this on the 21st, the Saturday. We just want to have fun, let everyone else have fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we're always open for suggestions, you know, like, I'm going to let a little cat out of the bag.
Wait a minute. You're going to let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah.
I got a story about that, too, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this little cat's going to come on February the 7th.
Yeah.
And instead of the 14th, it might get shot with an arrow a little early.
You mean old Cupid?
Yeah, about a week earlier than he really gets loose most of the time. On February the 7th, we're going to help sponsor a dance with the Veterans Administration.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be held at the Davis Theater.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everyone will be welcome to come.
Yeah.
And it's going
to
be fun.
I'm going to have to dress up. I really need to dress up for that.
What you going to put on?
I don't know. I might see about getting, I don't know. I mean, I just don't, I'm not a big clothes person. Yeah. I wear clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good to wear clothes.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you know.
I'm
not the most fashionable somebody, you know. I kind of look, I look a little homeless, tell you the truth. but especially when I'm pushing that cart around over at the Walmart. But, you know, I'm just, well, in the past few years, I've become a recluse.
And a what?
A recluse.
A recluse.
Yeah, I just don't get out much. And this is pretty much you know, every day for the recluse, what I got on, you know.
Recluse.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Not quite a hermit.
Okay. Young Elvis. Yeah, tell us what you think about that.
I think it's recluse.
What did I say?
What did he say? Say it again.
Recluse, maybe.
Recluse.
I think recluse? A recluse.
Well, okay.
I'm thinking about this guy I went to school with, Ray Cluse. He was a good guy.
He was out a lot.
We never did see him much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have a lot of fun.
You know, Ray Cluse is not quite a hermit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a spider.
That's a crab.
You know, those things will crawl right on out of the beach there, you know, hermit crabs there.
I was out there one day and some kids had caught one. And it was not a big one, but it was not a little tiny one either. Of course, yeah, I stuck.
Oh, they love
it. Yeah, I stuck my finger down and let it get my finger, and they were all just dying.
Oh, he's going to pinch you.
Yeah. I'm like, and that man's a recluse.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't guess we're going to get they procrastinate on us. We don't have
probably trying to look up a good question.
A good question.
Well, we can just save it for
tomorrow
night.
We'll save it for tomorrow.
We're just about out of time. We got about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just hit it hard one more time, 272-9228, you'd still time for a call if you want to call now.
Right.
Or if you want to talk to David off the air, 279-7431.
Yeah, you have your own free will. We have free will, you know, to do the things that we do, to build the things that we build, to correct the problems that we have. We can't do everything that the government has responsibility for, like Social Security, but we have the free will to avoid the penalty of poverty. You know, if we're getting 78 cents on a dollar in 2034, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. Who knows? They might run taxes up to 90%, make sure it don't happen. But, you know, then that hurts someone else or hurt us. So, you know, the rewards of success are doing what we need to do when we need to do them. So if you need some information on how to utilize your own free will, and this information is free, just call me at 279-7431, and I can give you some pointers for free on how you could possibly situate your situation and avoid the penalty of poverty or make things better for you and your family, you know, in the future. Whether it be a 401k rollover so we can make it guaranteed again, or we can make it make money without having fear of losing it anytime. And all these different things that could be utilized. Long-term care, Medicare questions are welcomed. By the way, we're going to have some Medicare 101. The lady's going to come. She had to go because her father was in the hospital. But
so we don't have a firm date on that yet.
Not yet, but I'll, I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. Because I'm signing up for my own Medicare tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tomorrow. Well,
there you go.
In January, I'm turning a milestone. I'll be on Medicare. So I'm going to get my Medicare.
At least you're not passing a kidney stone.
Well, not yet.
See, now January, is your birthday in January?
It is. Yeah, I am.
My birthday's in January.
Really?
What day is yours? I know this. I just don't remember.
The 11th.
11. Mine's the 16th.
Well, you know what we both are?
Old.
Stubborn.
Yeah, we're
Capricorns. We're,
I would have thought we would have been Gemini.
You know what a Capricorn's bad at doing?
Being a goat.
That's right. Hard headed.
Yeah, I would have thought January would have been like Gemini because you're looking forward into the new year, backward into the old year. But that's different.
No,
they changed it one time.
Oh, did
I
they?
Thought they did? They were gonna, and it would actually change your sign. I'm serious. They came up with something, and it was going to be different, but I don't think they ever did it.
I think
all the psychics went crazy.
They got all that different stuff that they want to write about and think about.
Well,
you know.
We'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock for our Tuesday show, and we want you to come back, too. Just be here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Admission is absolutely free.
And think about a trivial question that you can ask Rusty and stump him on
Mayberry Trivia.
Mayberry Trivia.
I might even get the music in here so we can have it.
That'll be good.
But right now, I wanted to. We've been doing Christmas songs to go out with, and I've been doing some kind of unusual ones, and I just thought of a good one, but I'd already had this one up. This is one of my favorites. There you go. See you tomorrow night.
Bells will be ringing. Christmas, if not for Christmas, by New